Welcome to Inovo Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
Hello, how are you? It's David Phillips. It's good to be with you on this Inovo Radio podcast. And today it will probably be a shorter podcast. I'm going to try to do some longer ones once or twice a month, and then some shorter ones during the each week. And today I want to talk about something that's really going to help your leadership, and that's consistency. I've been thinking about that because I've been thinking about my son, and just thinking about, do I really, am I a consistent father? This all kind of stemmed from, a scripture passage I was reading earlier in the week, from Ephesians 5. So I began to think about my son and how I treat him, and do I treat him in a consistent way? Am I with him in a consistent way? Do I discipline him in a consistent way? Because if I don't, then he's going to get real confused about what's right and what's wrong, and real confused about how to make his dad happy, and real confused about how to make his mom happy. And so as I was thinking about that as a dad, you know, I've got a 4-year-old, and he's trying to figure me out and figure out what's going to take to make dad happy. What's it going to take to do what, to not get a spanking or to not get in trouble or whatever discipline we choose to use? What's he going to get mad at? What's he not going to get mad at? And so when we think about that, when I started thinking about that, I was like, man, I got to make sure that I'm consistent in how I treat him, and consistent in how I discipline him, and consistent in how I love him, and not give him mixed signals. And, you know, we all have a bad day. We all have bad moments. Life gets tough. The stress of life gets real. And some days you're not going to be consistent. Things that you let roll off your back in the past, you just can't take it anymore. And so my son will do something, and I've had one of those days. My son will do something, and it's not like I let loose, but it's just not part of the consistency that I hope to have as a dad. And when you think about leadership, I mean, being a dad is being a leader. Being a mom is being a leader. Being a boss is being a leader. But you got to be consistent. And so leaders who know who they are and are consistent about it, they create this environment where employees, where the people who follow them know what to expect. They know what to expect when times get tough. They know what to expect when they can know the times that they can kind of blow off and have some fun. They know what that's like. And when you know what that's like, then the environment that you work in is so much better. I've been with some leaders who were not that consistent. It all just depended on, and you had to be aware of what it was like when they came into the office. If they came into the office a certain way, then you know what, it's just going to be one of those days, and you probably just need to stay away. And if you came in another way, another attitude, joking and cutting up, you know, you could probably have some fun that day. Not, you know, just knock down, drag out, you know, carnival kind of fun, but fun that is, you can joke and laugh and and just have a good day. I've been with bosses, and I hesitate to necessarily call them leaders, but I've been with people who were just so inconsistent, you just never knew what you're going to get. And it just creates a very tense kind of work environment, a tense kind of environment that and people are walking on pins and needles. They just don't know. And so when you look at your life as a parent, look at your life as a, even as a follower, look at your life as a leader. Maybe you're a pastor, maybe you own a business, maybe you are a shift manager or something like that. Think about the consistency in your life. Think about how consistent you are with your employees. Think about how consistent you are in your decision making, how consistent you are. Sometimes people just need to blow off steam, and sometimes people just need to interact and laugh and have a good time. And if your employees can do that and get their work done, then you just leave them alone. Because really, in a business, in an organization, really it's about getting things done. And if they can get things done and have fun at it and get things done in a timely manner and in the right way, then you just got to let them go. Now, obviously, there are times if the owner of the company walks in and you're in a major corporation, then sometimes the laughter needs to subside. But in most cases, in most situations, be consistent. Be consistent in how you talk to people. Be consistent in how you make decisions. Don't make decisions. Don't make decisions when you're pushed into a decision. Be consistent about how you treat your employees. Be consistent about how you make those decisions about whether to give your employees the tools they need to do their job, and how that works, and have an explanation. And the hardest thing to do is to need something from your supervisor, from the person that you follow, and you go to them and express that need, explain that need, and know you have the resources to provide that need, and just get told no with no explanation, or because it's not the boss's idea, so they're not going to make that decision. You need to be consistent. I'm not saying everybody has to get the same thing. That's different. Just be consistent. Be consistent in how you treat your employees when times are tough, when times are good, how you treat them when they're stressed out and have issues at home. Be consistent about how you relate to others. Just be consistent. Because when the people that you lead know how decisions are made and can bank on that decision making and can bank on how they you're treated, that how you treat them, then they know they have a level of certainty, a level of expectation, and they can meet that. But if you're up and down, in and out, with crazy ideas and crazy stuff, and one day you're up and one day you're down and one day you're left and one day you're right, they don't know how to act. And they're not going to give you the respect that you want. They're not going to give you all they can give you because they never really know how you're going to react. So you need that emotional intelligence. You need that leadership intelligence, that relational intelligence, that insight to be able to look at people, to be able to be consistent in how you treat them and consistent in how you treat all of your staff. And when you do that and give them a level so they know how to work and they know what they can expect, they'll give you all they can give you, or they'll leave. So be consistent. Consistency is key in parenting, in leadership, in life. Consistency is key.
Thanks for listening in today, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.